You did that on purpose, did you?
Jennifer Aniston? Yeah, because Aniston's a headache reliever.
I got it.
Always gives me a headache.
It's phonetically similar to a real... You know what it did there? That's thanks, Rich.
Clever.
Rich is the closed captioning for this show. For you don't get it the first time. She's going to do 9 to 5.
Oh, really?
Do we really need a remake of that? What's wrong with the 9 to 5 we got? I ask.
I agree with you there.
Gisele Bündchen cried during a traffic stop because the paparazzi are stalking her. Well, you wanted to be a big star. That kind of goes with it. Carol Burnett got a birthday message from Bradley Cooper because she said recently she wanted to do him.
Carol Burnett said that?
Yeah. I know. I'm as shocked as you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, which means nobody saw this on TV. I mean, come on. He's getting his butt kicked, and deservedly so. But he did message her and say, I would love to meet you and maybe even work with you sometime. But you're going to have to be better. Did you see Maestro?
No.
With him? It was an Academy Award nominated movie?
No.
Awful.
I haven't been to the movies in ever.
No, it was he watched it online, I think.
Emma Stone's real name is Emily, and she would like to be addressed as Emily, but there's an Emily Stone in the Screen Actors Guild, so she can't use that as her stage name.
Interesting.
That's one of my random facts coming up, I don't know, weeks and weeks away. I think, or I've already done it. I don't remember. It all blends together after a while.
I understand.
There's a show on Netflix to watch that I'm two episodes from being done. It's very adult.
Oh.
What is it?
It's called Baby Reindeer.
Okay.
It's very... Do not mistake that title for anything that a child should see whatsoever.
Why are you watching it?
It's based on a true story.
Okay.
That's my genre, too.
How many episodes?
Eight.
Okay.
And they're only like 30 minutes each.
Baby Reindeer.
With the exception of one episode.
Rich just wrote that down.
Because
I'm an adult, too. I'm writing it down myself.
I want a new
series. There's one episode that's about 45 minutes long that goes into the main character's past. And again, this is all based on a true story. And it is hard to watch sometimes.
I have not heard of it.
Give us a hint.
You know, I went into it blind, which is kind of like how I want you to go into it. I just heard recommendations that, hey, this thing's really good. You should give it a shot. Mm-hmm. And it's all true. The one that got me was the fact that all the emails that they had to recreate, they had somebody on staff who recreated the 350 or 60, I don't know how many emails, typed exactly how they were typed. It's very specific in how it was done because of what is done in this show. And they had somebody on the production staff go through and recreate all of these emails. And I will tell you now, it's about a stalker.
Oh. Ooh.
Yes.
Who's a reindeer?
That's what she refers to him as.
Oh.
Her baby reindeer. She's like, oh, hey, baby reindeer, what are you doing? Why were you at work today? Where are you? You know, that's...
They're doing news stories now about women who are taken advantage of by fake lovers online.
Oh,
I get these all the time, and I'm sure I'm not the only woman who does this, who gets it. Ladies, guys on Facebook requesting to be your friend on Facebook. Oh, I'm reading your post, and you have such a nice sense of humor. And they're always military officers. Why is that? It's fascinating to me. I literally tried to search one down. I guess I don't know why that happens. But I did look up the place where this guy said he worked, and I called it. You're not going to take advantage of me, mister.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between real and fake.
Well, they don't ask for money. That's what's so weird. I guess once you friend him on Facebook.
You have to hoist him up, just roll him in.
That was funny. Another Jelly Roll story every day.
It's the Jelly Roll story of the day.
Yeah, Flavor Flav has come to his defense on the whole weight thing.
On the weight?
By the way, have you seen K King Charles is seriously ill. This cancer that they have not, what type it is, other than it's not prostate, they are already brushing up the funeral plans for him.
You're kidding.
No, you can check that out in the New York Post or the Daily Mail.
What operation is his, operation?
Medea. It's got some kind of an odd name. Operation.
Well, no, like in the event of his death.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Between it was Operation London Bridge.
London,
right?
Bridge, yeah.
But they're named after bridges.
But it's serious? It seems serious?
Yeah.
Huh.
It sounds like, the way this is being discussed, that they don't expect him to survive this.
Well, is what happens that right? to her? Does she take over?
No.
There will be no bowels movement.
No. She's a... She is what is called, Queen Escort? Or no, what did she go?
Consort.
Consort. Yeah. But no, it goes to the boy. It goes to William.
I just don't like him. I'm sorry. I'm still way back. I mean, I'm Charles? So sorry that he's sick. I'm so sorry.
But what he did
I'm
to that
very
woman.
Sorry. But what, you're right. The way he treated Diana.
I mean, we've always called, before he became king, we called him Bonnie Prince Charles. He's a douchebag.
Ugh.
King Douchebag the First of England.
And she.
At times we wondered
Camilla.
if the queen would outlast him.
Yeah.
Right. She knew enough to stay in office because she didn't want to give it to him.
Well,
or her.
He said some controversial
Camilla.
Stuff.
Yes, he did.
Queen consort, please.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres admits she's had a hard time during the scandal, which revealed what a bitch she is, but she said she's finally dancing again.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
That's why I did that story, just to hear from him.
I think that we would feel sympathetic towards that. Like, oh, I'm sorry you've had a hard time for being such a hole.
You guys in the back, I need you to bring in your hero.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
And on that segue, sorry. No, I'm here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery. It is located over on Vaughn Road, just near Watchman Drive there. In fact, 6948 Vaughn Road is the address. But what you really need to know is that they're only open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2. And it's by appointment only. The reason that is because there's only one guy that operates the place. There's only one guy that owns the place. Same guy, Troop Booth. A great guy, and is looking forward to talking to you about the jewelry that you have, or maybe the jewelry you're interested in, or any kind of your questions that you may have just about the jewelry regardless. Go to their Facebook page or their Instagram page, or even their website, heirloomjewelers.com, to see all of the stuff they have on in their inventory there. And when you do that, you're going to get a history of the piece, the pieces that you see there, going back 100 years or so. I mean, these are old pieces that have been passed down generation after generation.
I've got some old wedding bands.
Well, that's the thing. If you have usable estate jewelry, such as Susan here, you can call Troop and get an idea of what the value of it is and what you can sell it for. And he can help you get that sold as well. If he doesn't sell it right there, or buy it from you and sell it right there in the store, or he takes it around to different shows and things and around the southeast here, and he can find a way to sell it that way. There are plenty of options, but you just got to talk to Troop and get that ball rolling for it. 260-0066 and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
All right, random facts next hour, as always, followed by a $20 food outlet pop. Quiz question, we'll get you food outlet specials coming up right now at 7:09. It's traffic time, SRN News, straight ahead.
Well, we continue to roll with an all clear this morning. We're not seeing any problems anywhere. However, we do have a good bit of congestion beginning to build all over the area. A lot of cars coming out of Wetumpka on 231. The boulevards are busy in Montgomery, I-65 and 85. A little heavy traffic across the Alabama River Bridge and through the interchange, 65 to 85. Buckle up, drive carefully. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP, $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
Getting ready for our action-packed 7 to 8 hour right now, William B., just before SRN News. Hey.
Good morning. I was just going to say, I know exactly what she's talking about the men sending the requests to the women. My wife has showed me several of those, and I don't know what the actual game is, but that's definitely a real thing.
Well, they're using real names of real people.
Right.
And you would think that the officers whose names are being bandied around would have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were actually using real names, you know, because never really went that far. She just showed it to me and go, look, you know, any cute, you know, whatever.
They are very attractive, all of them, yeah, certainly.
Well, you know, I don't know what the actual game is they're playing, you know, but if they show up at my house, I'd have to stick my guard dogs on them, right, Greg?
Absolutely, those two ferocious beasts of yours, Faith and Hope.
Maybe somebody listening has actually followed through and can tell us what happened.
Yeah, I've always wondered just what is the actual goal there. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's me just, too.
It's just weird. But anyway, don't make me roll out the pink stroller with the guard dogs in it.
Well, thanks for listening.
He's got little foofuses. Big, burly William B. But I love his dogs. They're just... Oh, my God. We have now established a new record for being late.
I would imagine.
Going into an hour.
Thanks,
how about
Susan.
That? Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time of the Cougar. Well past them.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Waka waka.
Anti-Israel protests that have roiled so many college campuses continue to spread. Those demonstrations posing a fresh challenge for President Biden. Egypt is sending a high-level delegation to Israel in the hope of reaching a ceasefire deal with Hamas in Gaza. Former President Trump's case for presidential immunity has been heard by the U.S. Supreme Court, oral arguments yesterday, and TikTok mounting a legal challenge to a U.S. law that would force the social media platform to break ties with its China-based parent company or face a ban in the U.S. The reception welcoming former President Trump during yesterday's surprise visit to a Manhattan construction site. Chants of USA, USA rang out along with "We want Trump." On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 45 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 187. More details at srnnews.com.
It's hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care.
It's too complex. It's too expensive. It's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it. And some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Right on the other side of the river.
Wow. So, I mean, so they're working westward.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
And this is the first time since 1900 that these particular breeds of locusts, two of them, are coming out at the same time.
Do they do something? Do they do anything destructive, or just make noise?
Oh, they can devour crops. They can do all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
In addition. Well, you can also eat them, I guess.
What? No.
The Seattle ballpark sells fried crickets. In some places, they're a thing.
Huh.
I don't expect to see them at the Biscuits games anytime soon, but, you know, of course, that's Seattle, where the crack pottery is the group in charge.
That would be a good thing, though, wouldn't it? I mean,
Wally's brought us crickets before, edible crickets.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wally Poundstone.
Wally Poundstone. I've never touched them at all.
He's a chef, and he brings us stuff. Sometimes exotic
stuff.
Tell
about the big wiener in the jar.
Well, he didn't make that.
Well,
no.
What is it called?
It's a rope bologna.
Rope bologna.
Yeah.
It's in the fridge, and it's disgusting looking.
Yeah, no, go cut yourself.
It may taste fine, but
6-7 inches of that thing and slice it. It's really good.
He has brought us escargot. He has brought us
Baked Alaska.
Yeah, Baked Alaska was fantastic.
That was unbelievable.
But you know what?
All kinds of different
things.
Is
there anything better than a hot sack of crystals?
I know. Sometimes he'll bring us a bag of crystals. More than once.
I love it.
Hey, what's the soup that is not warm? It's
gazpacho?
Gazpacho is dynamite.
Like the Gestapo?
One of the best things. Yes. One of the best things Wiley ever brought. Gary.
All right, 719.
Rich Thomas Weather, of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Last hour it was weather on the 19s. Now it's weather on the 20s. Another warm-like day today with a high around 86, mostly sunny. Mild tonight with some cloudy intervals, overnight low in the mid-60s. There'll be a sun and cloud mix tomorrow, but a nice warm 84 on Saturday. A great weekend forecast. Mid-80s Sunday, 86 Monday, mostly sunny. The dry, storm-free pattern continues. Risk of some widely scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm by Tuesday afternoon and evening.
evening, high in the upper 80s, but back to dry weather on Wednesday. Right now this morning, Maxwell has 62. It's 61 at MGM at 720.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
I'm not kidding. Today's National Hairball Day. We'll be celebrating that in just a moment. And here is a woodpecker. This happened in Montana. This is the same state where we had the elephant running loose in Butte. A woodpecker that took an interest to a doorbell and would not stop ringing. Now he had the last laugh.
I haven't seen a woodpecker around here, not ever, but not recently.
I have in my backyard.
Yeah, I get them in the backyard all the time. Yeah.
It's amazing how fast they can peck.
Do you remember in back in the day when maybe it was Home Depot that had doorbells that played music?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Now we need our doorbells to look for the bad guys.
Well, that's true. I had the only doorbell that played Dixie when I lived in Connecticut. I miss the South so much.
That's right. You were in Connecticut for a while.
I was.
I keep forgetting.
Yep.
The path of destruction. I mean, the life you've lived around the country.
It was cold. It was not the weather. It was the lush greenery of the South that I missed more than anything else.
That's what I love about Montgomery and Arrowhead. It is just so green. I'm on my bike every day. There's all kinds of little places you
can... You grew up in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
So when it snows, it's white, brown, and gray for months and months and months and months and months. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you wake up and that song, June...
I just noticed I saw a little piece of a Cub game the other day, and the ivy in Wrigley Field is already green. Usually it doesn't, it's brown until about May.
That's right. It's ahead of schedule for sure. Yeah.
7:22, we have your local Blue Water News and then part one of Random Facts, followed by the Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. The Alabama Department of Corrections has arrested a Kilby Correctional Facility prison guard. 45-year-old Tyree Lynette Hoyle is charged with using her position for personal gain and attempting to distribute drugs. Court filings state Hoyle accepted a Cash App payment, then attempted to deliver drugs and a cell phone to an inmate. The Alabama House passed HB 385, the Supplying Minors Bill, on Thursday. The bill would remove exceptions for public libraries from obscenity laws and subject them to prosecution for providing sexual material to minors. Bill now goes to the Alabama Senate. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed will be sworn in as president of the African American Mayors Association today. Reed currently serves as the organization's vice president. The mayor described his elevation to the new position as both an honor and a challenge. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hey, folks, this is Mayor Kelly of Millbrook, Alabama, asking you to join with Joan Drugs on Saturday at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot in Millbrook. Bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. See you there.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What are you people? On dope?
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by National Hairball Awareness Day. Cats, interrupting your good night's sleep by hacking up a collection of dead hair and digestive juices since the dawn of time. Ask your insomnia if hairballs are right for you.
And now,
it's time for J. Scott to yak up a few
random facts.
Good timing. Well executed.
No, thank you. Yeah. Considering how distracted I am at the moment, too.
Right.
Did you know? Yeah, did you know there is a part of our body that is only unique to us as human beings?
Okay.
But we don't know. We're still not sure of the purpose of that part of the body.
Okay, so I'm going to say appendix.
It is not an. It's not an inner part of the body. It's an outer part of the body.
Oh, okay. Belly button.
I suppose it's an outer part. I guess you could call it.
No, belly button has a. It has a reason.
It's not an internal organ. I can put it that.
Okay.
Wurlitzer. Okay, it's the chin.
It's the what?
The chin.
The chin?
It is unique to humans.
Yeah.
And we are unsure of its purpose.
Well, it looks great under a full set of teeth.
For people who have one.
By the way,
some of us have
teeth
to be...
and chin.
By the way, Jay Leno has a birthday tomorrow.
I'll be here all week. I think God designed us with some aesthetic value to what might otherwise be considered useless. You know?
I mean, again, for some, I've seen people. I don't know that I know anyone, but I know I've seen plenty of people who...
You gotta have something to drool on.
Don't have a chin. Or at least they do, but it's not pronounced, or it's not... You know what I'm saying? It's kind of part of the neck, too.
I feel sorry for the chinless. Because they look weak.
Please give... Today.
Yes. Chins for the chinless.
Did you know, as the creators of the Game of Thrones television show anyway, David Benioff and Dan Weiss, I believe are the names. Anyway, David and Dan. They were contractually guaranteed producer credits on all spinoffs of Game of Thrones. However, they declined credits on the current series, House of the Dragon. They declined those credits and the free money that would have come with it. Because they weren't involved with it at all and felt that the strain of having to get producer credit and everything else just wasn't worth it.
And haven't they now pulled back on the next possible spinoff?
They did. They killed a spinoff for Jon Snow. They've also killed another spinoff as well. But this House of the Dragon's going fine. I think we're getting a new season coming up in the summer here of that one. Did you know, after being killed during John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry, the body of John Brown's son, Watson Brown, was severely mutilated and put on display in a nearby medical college by pro-slavery secessionists, or secessionists. God, that's a lot of secessionists.
Yes, you sound like a snake hissing away here on the radio.
Secessionists. And ghosts. That's the other one that I don't like. Anyway, Union soldiers burned the college to the ground in 1862. Did you know, Star Wars fans, Peter Mayhew, Chewbacca, the guy that plays Chewbacca, or the guy that does Rich's ringtone.
that's Jeff Esco.
Yeah, Peter Mayhew had a script in the original trilogy. And during his scenes with the other actors, he would talk to Harrison Ford, you know, and to Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. He would talk to them in his regular English voice. He would say the words that were written for him. And the cast would respond to him with how they were supposed to respond. They went back after the movie was filmed, and they put in all of Chewbacca's sounds and noises afterwards.
What's his name again?
Peter Mayhew. Dude is tall. Very tall.
But he did all of Chewbacca's? There was never another Chewbacca?
I don't believe so, no. Yeah. Unless it was CG'd, and they have done that as well. They've CG'd the character, but, mm-hmm. you know. Did you know a French writer by the name of, and I'm going to butcher this name horribly because I'm not French.
I know somebody who speaks very fluent French.
Oui.
Yeah. Well, his name is the first name I can get, Guy, G-U-Y.
Okay. It's actually Guy.
Guy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Guy de Maupassant.
Okay.
That sounds like
it could be.
Yep. Anyway, he was a French writer, and he would eat lunch almost every day at the base of the Eiffel Tower. The reason he did that was because he could not stand the Eiffel Tower. He hated it.
Really?
So why would he have lunch there?
Because that was the only place where he couldn't see it.
Oh. Wow. Oh,
that's bizarre.
By the way, that's William B.'s doggies.
Oh, aren't they cute?
Aren't they? I mean,
this show has gotten very dark since I've been gone.
Dark?
Dark as in we talk about people dying.
Oh, okay.
We talk about people being chopped up to pieces.
Oh, yeah, random facts can be brutal as all hell.
And timeline, I do whatever big thing happened. I don't edit.
You should have been here the other day when Jay, with the wood chipper thing, that was a... Oof.
I know.
And what, tomorrow is the anniversary of all the tornadoes?
Yeah, right.
And how many people died?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to lighten things up a bit. I can see that right now. I'll do stupid, silly things that happened on this day in history.
Now, on this next random fact, I'm not exactly sure.
We can dumb it down for you. If that's what you need. Let's lighten it up.
We'll lighten it up here. Not sure what they mean by this. I don't know if they mean the curl or to be able to roll your R's. The ability to being able to roll your tongue.
Okay. Oh.
So are you curling your tongue or are you doing the... I think maybe...
Trilling your tongue. Rain. Right now, that's a vibration. That's not a curl.
People in Nicaragua.
That's the one country. I don't care how white bread the anchor is or whoever's... talking about it. It sounds angry coming up.
It's SNL bit. We should pull it up, you know, when they get to that. They're talking normal until they get to the name of that country.
Yeah.
Well, the random fact here is that being able to roll your tongue is not a genetic trait. So obviously it is a learned ability.
Oh.
And some people can actually roll their tongue.
They can, yes.
How did you find that out?
Okay, 7:33 now, 27 minutes till 8.
Coming up on Random Fart. Excuse me, coming up on Random Fart.
Random Farts.
Had a bad swallow there. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk to you about the Apollo missions. In fact, it's something we've talked about before, but we'll talk about it again. I'm going to tell you about Giovanni Battista Bugatti. And the what he was known as the Mastro Tita, which has nothing to do with anything that your mind is thinking about right now. In fact, it goes back to Doom and Death.
Oh, good, because I was getting out of my comfort zone there for a
while. We're in that mode, I have a gravesite for sale, by the way. Let me just say that on the air right now.
Now where do you want to be buried?
I don't want to be buried. It's why I'm selling my gravesite.
Is there a weekend special? The boss is out of town, and we're going gravesite special.
Do you remember what we did? They had that story about compacting human ashes and sending them into fireworks, and you were interested in that.
I still am interested in that.
It's raining season.
Let me tell you.
Hunter S. Thompson did that with his ashes.
We just got the best giveaway for our conundrum next
year. Oh, a gravesite?
A gravesite.
There you go.
You know what? That will boost participation in our contest.
You know, the amazing thing is when I talk to the lady at Leak Memory, how do I sell this? I swear, she said, Marketplace.
Facebook Marketplace?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No, she wasn't kidding. I said, wow. Amid the furniture, you know, and the and the household goods.
Hey, honey. Oh, yeah. Honey, come here.
There's a plot of land for you. Yeah. It's a single.
It is a single, and it's in the Montgomery Independent. If you want to know where it is and all about it, there's an ad in the Montgomery Independent about where it is.
And if you buy it today, we'll throw in the works.
You'll go to heaven in style.
That's right.
Clean and vacuumed out and everything.
Some major economic data coming out this morning. We'll probably talk to Bram McDonald around 8:30, get his take on it. In the meantime, if you have never taken time to sit down with a financial planner, he's the guy. No obligation, no sales pitch, just ask questions and see. Because what happens at Invest Advisors really does sell itself. Their number is 387-0094. Brand has a great team over there. Everything that's happening now is back.
Are still looking really good all over the area this morning. We're not seeing any problems out there for you, except for a little bit of congestion. We are busy on the interstates inbound to Montgomery, 85 southbound and 65 southbound are busiest. And we've got a whole lot of cars on 231 out of Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 331. Buckle up, be safe. We're keeping an eye on traffic. If problems arise, we will let you know. Come by and check out the next generation of compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, these machines are built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th with the J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RUO77074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PD02044, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, Biscuits fans. At Riverwalk Stadium, group outings have never been easier. Groups of 20 or more will receive discounts off single-game ticket prices and are guaranteed to sit together, whether it's a block of seats or one of our fabulous hospitality areas. Also, be sure to get your group recognized with a scoreboard graphic and a PA announcement. At Riverwalk Stadium, group outings are just butter. Call us today at 323-BALL or visit BiscuitsBaseball.com to book your group outing today.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cleaning your bum is killing the planet. Stop destroying old growth forests with toilet paper and get all new Charmin leaves. Charmin leaves grow on a tree next to your toilet. When it's time to wipe, just pick a leaf.
Oh, it's plant-scented. Are they absorbent?
Not really. They just kind of push stuff around.
Well, then lucky they grow back. I'm going to use a lot. Can I flush them?
Nope.
Ow! This one is kind of sharp.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you clean off all the twigs before wiping.
I might as well just use tree bark.
That works, too. So let Mother Nature wipe your butt.
These suck! Mother Nature can kiss my butt.
Charmin leaves in original maple and now in rich mahogany.
And now,
the very most charming Jay Scott, ready to wipe out the final
random facts.
You compared me to toilet paper.
Well, you are a...
Yes, there is a brand of Scott's.
That's right.
Yeah, so it works. Did you know 50 years... Is it 50 years? No. Hang on. Hang on, I have to. This is probably wrong.
When I had Mark Rivera on yesterday afternoon, we were talking about
52
the
years.
50th anniversary of Nixon's resignation is coming up. Man, they've got some great stuff coming up on America's Untold Stories, taking deep dives into the characters and players from back then. We have no idea what the truth is there. Not about the break-in, about how that was all orchestrated.
Well, 52 years after the last Apollo mission in 1972, only four of the 12 moonwalkers are still alive.
The rest of them are dead?
Yeah.
Yet another dead story.
What would the other option be?
Yeah, there's another option.
I was just pointing out there we've got yet another morbid
Wasn't
story.
Wasn't she just saying a few minutes ago all this morbid death and...
I know.
And look what she's
well,
doing.
Well, listen, Charlie Duke, Buzz Aldrin, Dave Scott, Harrison Smith, there is a gravesite available for you if you're willing to pay Susan Woody for it.
You're brilliant. I would have never thought to put her gravesite and those astronauts together.
I'm just... Charlie Duke, I've talked to. He's the guy I've interviewed. That was a joy to speak with him. I've reached out to him multiple times to try and get him back, but he's usually off doing other speaking engagements. And by now, I think he's 90-something. I don't even know that he would be doing any kind of interviews. But yeah, that's who we got left who've walked on the moon. Hopefully we can get back there to add to those names. But
I love Buzz. He's a real character.
Did you know Giovanni Battista Bugatti, known as Maestro Tita, I guess? Tita? I'm not exactly sure how that's pronounced. He was an Italian executioner.
Here we go again.
Of the Papal States? Papal?
Papal.
Papal. I got it right. Cool. Executed 514 people during his 68 years of activity.
514.
Dude was at least in his 70s or 80s as an executioner.
Don't we have some droll music to go with all of this?
Jay, that's an excellent career because on average, he only had to work 7.5 days a year.
Yeah.
It was like time off, just waiting, hanging around.
Bugatti's blood-stained clothes, axes, and guillotines are on display at the Museum of Criminology in Rome.
Huh.
Did you know this is now widely regarded as the worst variety of apples?
Oh, that's interesting.
Which variety of apples? It's a very, very common...
Granny Smith?
No, not Granny.
What's the bitter one?
The bitter one? Oh, Granny's bitter, yeah. Granny's the green ones, yeah.
All right.
Red Delicious.
Really?
Red Delicious apples are now widely regarded as the worst variety of apples. They used to actually be both red and delicious. However, growers were paid based on an apple's color and level of bruising. So Red Delicious was artificially selected for tougher, redder skin at the sacrifice of taste and texture.
Huh.
So I like... Fiji or Fuji? Fiji apples? Fuji app. Fiji? I can't remember what they're called. It's Fiji or Fuji. It's the opposite of the water one. What's the water?
The water?
Yeah, what's the water? The bottled water?
Oh, Fiji.
That's Fiji? Yeah. So it's Fuji apples. That's what it is.
A Fiji breakfast on Monday.
Thank you. Did you know the guitar solo in Freebird?
I almost played that to open this morning.
Yeah?
But then I realized it's kind of long.
It's very long.
And we're having somebody join the show who likes to talk a lot, so I figured I'd save the time. Maybe for Monday we'll do it.
The band was playing several sets per night at clubs during this time that Freebird was being released or coming out or at the time, whatever. So the guitar solo that they put inside of Freebird was created so that the lead singer, Ronnie Van Zant, would just kind of take a breather. Didn't have to sing. That's all guitar solos are, by the way. It's chances for everybody else in the band to rest.
And that's why every concert has at least one drum.
Yeah.
The mandatory drum solo.
It lets everybody else rest. That's all it's there for.
What's the song that DJs used to play so that they could take a break?
In the Gata DeVita. 18 minutes of redundant. Dun, dun,
that or
dun,
American
dun.
Pie, depending on what you had.
Yeah,
you know.
True.
Like you
if you really, if you had like diarrhea, you could play the 21-minute version of Get Ready by Rare Earth.
I was thinking Tubular Bells.
There's that.
Which I think is like 24 minutes long.
Right, but the problem with Tubular Bells is it makes people think of something unpleasant.
Could it be...
Bingo, because it's from The Exorcist.
Yep. And finally, did you know? Jalapenos, or jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Jalapenos as well. For major U.S. agriculture companies have been intentionally bred to be less spicy because of their largest buyers and other food manufacturers prefer them as mild as possible so that they can add, what's the extract? It's capsaicin?
Capsaicin.
Yeah, yeesh. It's an extract. And have direct control over the spice level of those jalapenos. I'm not a fan of when you re-engineer food like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
Or at least if you do, just make it an option to where we can buy it natural, but don't raise the price. Of course, they will. Anyway,
if it wasn't nice to fool with Mother Nature in the 70s, it's not good now. That's what I say.
Those are all your random facts. We're getting calls, so I probably said something wrong.
Those are probably for Susan asking about the grave site.
Yeah. Yeah,
so good names and numbers. And I still thought, you know, that would be like, if we could add that to the grand prize drawing next week, we'd get hundreds of calls.
It's a beautiful sight.
Right now at 7:47, let's talk about the Food Outlet special since we're about to give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate.
And a grave site.
If you, with a view, we understand. Everybody's looking for ways to save. And the smart way to save is to go to a place where the pricing structure is cost plus 10% with additional specials every week. I'm in my 11th year as a Food Outlet shopper. I'm there at Coliseum Boulevard any Sunday that I am not in New Orleans, like this weekend. Bluebell Ice Cream, the very best. You missed out. They still come by and do taste testings.
Yeah, I saw all of the... Yeah.
The new gooey butter yellow cake, is that it?
Wow.
Yeah, the gooey butter cake is what
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, it is off the charts. All their flavors are. Last year, they brought us the new vanilla Dr. Pepper. Their flavors are extraordinary, and I see their ice cream priced as high as $9.99 at chain stores that supposedly have big buying power. It's $5.62 for a real full half gallon at all three Food Outlet stores. Soda prices have skyrocketed. You may have noticed that. If you like 12-can fridge pack, if you got that, every refrigerator has that one shelf that's just about so big. The fridge pack is actually designed for that narrowest of shelves, and it's got a dispenser on the side. $4.67 for a 12-bag of your favorite Coke products. Quarter-length pork chops are $1.68 a pound. Also in the meat department, where everything, and I mean the best steaks, everything is cost plus 10%. Great prices, great quality. Carolina Pride Sliced Bacon, two packages for $7. Always good to have a frozen pizza handy just in case. Two for $7. Tony's. Those are really, really good. Recommend them highly. And Starkist Chunk Light Tuna, packed in oil or water, $1 for the 5-ounce can with no limit. Food Outlet has three locations to serve you. Highway 14 in the Millbrook, on Main Street west of Highway 31 in Prattville, and again, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antigua. Now it's time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about this part of the human body that is unique to just humans, but we really don't know what its purpose is. What part of the body are we talking about? Give us a call.
272-9228. Stick around. Oh, we don't have any follow-ups. We'll just take your name.
We have time.
Yeah, that's
true. I have some extra skin on my neck that I'd be more than happy to donate to someone without a chin.
Selling a gravesite and skin.
Oh, yeah, 272-9228. We're standing by for your call right now, and we'll come back and find a winner right after we stop to check traffic.
Well, everybody at Skywatch having that extra cup of coffee, it has not been very busy across our desk this morning, and that's because of you guys. You're doing a great job out there on your ride into work this morning. So far, a lot of congestion, but no slopping paint. And that is a good thing. We're busy on I-65 and 85, the boulevards, 231 out of Wetumpka, all the usual places. But traffic is moving nicely this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any problems arise. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
All right. Let's find ourselves a winner here. I believe we have Deborah on this line.
Hey, good Deborah. Morning.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Can you answer the question for us and win that gift certificate?
Yes, the chin.
That is it.
Good work.
There
just
you
like
go.
That. Now you got a $20 head start. That's good for at least 3 full half gallons of 3 different flavors of Bluebell ice cream.
Sounds great.
Or 19 cans of tuna.
Okay.
At $1 a can. So you can do a lot of good eating with that. All right.
And you've got a gravesite.
Yeah.
I'll drop the price a little bit for the right person. I mean, if you need it in a hurry, let me know.
J-Tob.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
It's fine. I need a condo and a burial site.
Susan?
Oh, wow, yeah.
if
you buy the condo, I think the grave site comes in as a bonus or something.
Right, okay.
Why did that guy eat his lunch at the base of the Eiffel Tower?
Eat his lunch without having to look at the tower.
That's the answer we need. Good work.
All right.
And Darren.
Thank you.
Hello, sir.
Can you recall something from Random Facts that we could ask him a question? Because I was busy. No backup Steve today. He's doing his thing. Darren, we're just going to give you the bonus entry in the grand prize drawing because we're kind of tight for time, and we forgot that Rich had to leave early. Of course, yada, yada.
No problem.
We appreciate you, man. Thanks. Okay, speaking of Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Boy, you could not write a better weather script for the last weekend of April. Just a beautiful day today with a high temperature up to about 86, mostly sunny. Very mild overnight tonight. It'll be cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice, warm, mid-80s here in central Alabama. 70s down on the coast, 60s at night, and still dry on Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine. Risk of widely scattered storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Susan, you ever eat fast food?
Always.
Are you not stunned at the price of some things?
Absolutely.
Brewster's. You remember Brewster's on Vaughan Road, the ice cream place?
I do, yeah.
And I'll never forget the day Ben asked me to stop by Brewster's and get him, they called it the Godzilla Shake. How somebody can, and he drank it, it's, you know, a fresh milkshake, takes some time. And he had that thing done in like less than 5 minutes.
I had lunch with him one day at the, was that all you can eat place? Is that the Golden Corral?
Golden Corral? Are they still in business?
I don't know that they have any food left after Ben finished.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone eat. I mean, I love Benji. He was great. We
Benji.
All loved Benji.
We sure did.
But I've never seen any. I mean, you know, it's like you could go back for seconds and thirds and fifths and sixths. When
there's a Facebook
Ben,
post
look
here.
Look at you.
Facebook post here from Matt Bamberg. He's got a, I guess it's just a regular vanilla milkshake. $8.35.
Wow.
I don't know how some of these places are going to stay in business. They got to, I mean, they can't give it away. They can't sell it at a loss. But $8.35 for a shake, unbelievable. How about a place that really gives you so much food for the money you spend there? Jay, you got an idea?
I do have an idea. As you can hear me chewing, because I'm eating Seafood Bistro.
Oh, you are?
I am.
What
That's fried okra.
It's cold.
Because it's out of the fridge.
It's fried okra cold.
Real men eat fried okra cold, Susan.
Not this from the South.
This is popcorn shrimp.
Where are you from, boy?
He's up north in Prattville.
Where are you from, boy?
Nobody eats cold from that place, it's just as delicious.
I didn't have enough time to heat it up and bring it in here.
Yeah, okay.
But I knew I wanted to because Randall came by yesterday and brought us Seafood Bistro.
What a guy.
Yeah. Make your own po' boys. There's another thing in there that's got the bread.
Yeah.
And got the lettuce and the onions, the pickles, the dragon sauce that goes on top of it. And then there's fried okra, and there is shrimp here, which is just so good. It's got kick already. I can taste the spices already.
So I can actually have a shrimp.
You absolutely can. It's cold.
I have a what? Did you say shrimp?
Shrimp.
You always had trouble with that word.
You did. She's having a bite of it now.
Oh, that is good.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
All right.
Who needs to waste time heating things up?
Really?
Go cold. Anyway.
I hate cooking fried okra, though. That may be why I don't cook.
Well, if you hate cooking...
Do you cook fried okra?
No, I have not done that.
It just takes so long.
If you
get little bits, and then you drain it. Then you get more little bits, and then you drain it. And by the time you get it all cooked, the first bit is not... crispy.
And that's why we have restaurants to do all of that hard work so we can just walk in and enjoy. Like a seafood bistro.
So if you hate cooking fried okra or any of the other food they have on their menu, they'll do it for you at the Seafood Bistro. By the way, they are hiring, so if you are looking for a job,
cooking?
Actually, they are looking for cooks, but it's all the info's on their Facebook page, by the way, if you want to go check that out. If you're looking for a job, they are hiring at the Seafood Bistro. Fantastic shrimp, like we're talking about right now. The fried okra is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I was so glad to see that he had gotten fried okra. Randall, thank you. You know me. I appreciate it. They can do the salads for you. They also, we're talking fried stuff here, but you can also get the fish blackened or grilled if you're kind of looking out for your health and that sort of thing. But it's all at the Seafood Bistro for you. Go to their website to see everything on the menu, theseafoodbistro.com.
This is good.
It's great. That's even without the dragon sauce. You get a little bit of a kick from it, but that's even without dragon sauce.
Okay, that's lunch today.
279-7500 is the number to call them and get in touch with them. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road.
They open?
They open at 11 a.m.
All right, I'll be there.
Monday through Saturday. They're closed on Sundays.
Okay.
Monday through Saturday, they open at 11. Susan's going to be there, so goodbye and see her and everybody else at the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, the Wall Street Business Report is next, followed by traffic. And then coming up next hour, you can win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The U.S. economy grew at its slowest pace in nearly 2 years in the first quarter, amid some moderation in consumer spending and a wider trade deficit. But an acceleration in inflation reinforced expectations that the Federal Reserve would not cut interest rates before September. Southwest Airlines will limit hiring and stop flying to 4 airports as it copes with weak financial results and delays in getting new planes from Boeing. Both Southwest and American Airlines reported first quarter losses Thursday. Relentlessly rising auto insurance rates are squeezing car owners and stoking inflation. Auto insurance rates rose 2.6% in March and are up 22% from a year ago. Amazon will invest $11 billion in Indiana to build data centers, marking the state's largest capital investment and promising at least 1,000 jobs, where it employs 26,000 full-time and part-time staff. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Today's show is brought to you by Friday. Watch how much we phone this one in.
Well, traffic continues to be pretty heavy all over the area, but we don't have any major problems, and that's a good thing. You guys have been great this morning. Right now, light to mostly moderate traffic, and we're a little bit busy on 85 southbound from Chantilly to Taylor, 65 southbound into Montgomery. The boulevard's a bit busy, but no major problems. So buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated on traffic.